The third annual Capital City Film Fest will showcase 70 films which range from fantasy drama, which slip between parallel universes, to documentaries about pursuing a minimalist lifestyle. Capital City Film Festival director Dominic Cochran and festival coordinator Payal Ravani joined film producer Nathaniel I to discuss this weekend's event. Welcome to Current State, one and all.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. How does this film festival here, Dominic, how does the Capital City Film Festival differ from others that our listeners might be aware of?
The most easily identifiable difference is that we think that music is such a huge part of films that our film festival has a soundtrack too. Every single night of our festival, we have concerts to cap off the evening.
So it's almost, to reduce it to a film festival is almost an oversimplification for what this is all about. You've invested
Indeed.
In the musical dimension of movies.
Absolutely.
And that was your idea or what?
We have an amazing group of 100% volunteer organizers, and that was something that we're big fans of the South by Southwest Festival.
Okay.
So we're not ashamed to say that that's kind of the model.
For our listeners
Austin,
who don't
Texas.
Know about that, tell us a little bit about it.
It's a festival that takes place in Austin, Texas, and that's something they kind of pioneered, was combining film and music. And so that's something that we thought that Lansing could use.
For decades, movies have exposed millions and millions of people to great music. I think you're onto something there, you know?
I
mean, who amongst us hasn't bought a film soundtrack because we were so blown away by the music? I own quite a few. So tonight you're featuring the AFI Directing Workshop for Women. Talk to us about this and explain why it was important to include this group of films in your festival.
That was one of those happy accidents. We were receiving submissions from some of these women that had gone through the program individually, so they would produce their films as part of the program, and then they were submitting them to our festival, and we just recognized the pattern. And we said, well, these films are really strong, and it's great, and women, of course, are criminally underrepresented in the film industry. So we just decided, why not reach out to the American Film Institute and make this an ongoing thing? So that's a partnership that we created that we hope to continue. But that last year, that was actually some of our strongest work that we showed was part of that film block. So we highly recommend not missing that.
Payal Ravani, why don't you weigh in here? This directing workshop contains short films. You'll also feature short films throughout of the festival. What's your take on what you have to offer?
Well, we definitely have the most diverse and exciting lineup this year. So the shorts blocks are very strong this year, but we also have quite a few features that sort of touch on every emotional note. We have a film tomorrow that's directed by Michel Gondry called The We and the I. He was the director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
yes,
Mind.
Yes, that's right. With so Spike Jonze, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, continue.
So we're really looking forward to that one. Tonight we actually have another feature that's sort of a little more lighthearted called Somebody Up There Likes Me. It's just a film about two guys who are in love with the same woman. So, and on Sunday we have a couple documentaries that are also very strong. Of Two Minds, we have the producer Doug Blush, who will be there in attendance for a discussion following the film. And our closing night film is going to be pretty fun, too. It's called It's a Disaster. So if that gives you any
I want to witness a disaster. Yes, that's the place. Nathaniel Ide's a local guy. You're a producer of a short called Hollywood and Hammer. The film is about the God of Thunder, Thor, in Los Angeles, and he's a street performer. This is set in the current day, and he's not very good at it. Here's a clip.
What's up, Thor? So, Thor, no disrespect, but I've noticed you're, kind of struggling out there. I thought maybe I'd show you some karate and moves. Yeah, what? Maybe get some attention out there.
Asa, Thor of the Thunder, does not need to resort to such cheap tactics.
What if I told you I made 85 big ones with those moves in a single day?
I don't know, man. That type of money will buy a lot of yogurt.
I do like yogurt.
Nathaniel Ide, tell us a little bit more about the concept behind this film.
Well, first of all, it's about brothers.
Okay.
Both my brothers were in it with me. My mom taught us, you know, we're going to do stuff as a big family. We do it together. So Thor is my older brother, Matt. The other fellow in that scene is a guy who dresses up on the street as a Kiss character. Nobody recognized him, but that was my younger brother, Nick.
Okay.
So these street performers, and if you've ever been on Hollywood Boulevard, these guys are fascinating.
Yeah.
And nuts. And some
fascinating
of
in a nuts kind of way, yeah.
And, you know, I would walk by them every day. I longed to tell a story about them and a story about brothers and a story a little bit about my favorite book, which is called American Gods. And it's about gods in America, modern America, not doing so well because no one believes in them anymore. So it's a little mix of those three concepts.
Your movie is called a guerrilla film. I take it that means because it was made in part, in such a short period of time, just 3 days or so?
Well, we were unarmed, so it was...
Okay.
The guerrilla style filmmaking is, well, in this case, it was unpermitted. And we shot on Hollywood Boulevard with no permits, no, legal jurisdiction to be there.
You kind of went Banksy.
We went Banksy. It was so much fun.
Yeah. And you never got any static from anybody?
We got some static. The Jimmy Kimmel guys out front told us they were going to give us some trouble. We said, well...
You were out in front of the studio where the Jimmy Kimmel show is shot?
We were out in front of the Man's Chinese Theater.
Oh, yeah.
We were on Hollywood and Highland. We were mixing our actors with people on the boulevard, with characters, with tourists. The tourists kept trying to tip my brother and my older brother and my younger brother and other cast. And they were like, what do you want me to do? I said, don't take the tip. Well, take a picture.
Have you done other stuff, or is this your debut, or what?
We've been involved. My brother and I have been involved in acting in the episodics, like The Law and Orders in New York and in Los Angeles. We've made other short films that have played the festival circuit. And in 11, we produced... back here in Michigan, I moved back from California to do this, the Elmore Leonard adaptation of his novel Freaky Deaky, which is a feature which is out in the world right now, playing on DVD.
Okay. Payal, part of the film festival is the Fortnite Film Festival, which is kind of a subgenre, I guess, a guerrilla film contest in which filmmakers have a fortnight to shoot and edit a film. What types of films do you get for this competition?
Oh, we get all sorts of films. We had 29 teams enter this year, which was super exciting. And a few of them fell off, didn't return films, but most of them did. And we have some pretty amazing ones. They range from comedy to drama. There's some documentary style, almost, short films, but they're all under 10 minutes. So it's so interesting to see what these amateur filmmakers can do in a time frame and in a short time frame and how creative they get with the elements that they're required to use. So,
Nathaniel Ide, since you're right off the heels of the Thor movie, do the creative juices flow differently when you're setting aside 3 days to shoot a whole movie?
Some of the best stuff, the best creative stuff, happens within limitations. That's why it's such a great idea. What Capital City. First of all, we're really honored, both my brother and I, are to be a part of that festival because it's curated well, number one. And number two, they come up with things like that. And something like that is great for an artist or filmmaker because those limitations spark your creativity.
Dom, what are the standards here for assessing these guerrilla films?
This year, we decided to use a large and diverse panel of judges of 20. We had 20 judges.
That more, way, more than in the past? Is that it?
Yes, and we did that for the reason that we end up with a number of amazing films. We also end up with a number of, you might say, hilariously bad films.
And they're very entertaining for the wrong reasons.
So we have to dilute those people that give a high score to a movie that might be unintentionally funny. So that's why we use a large panel of 20. And we just simply instructed them to rate the film as far as their own likability on a scale of 1 to 10. And we just went by the numbers, and that's all we did. No discussion or anything.
Before we go any further, where does this happen?
Well, all over Lansing is where they're shooting. Okay. Actually, all over the state. I'm sorry. The only requirement is that one of the key creative people has to be from Michigan.
No, I mean the festival itself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we use venues all throughout the city. We try to repurpose some old urban venues into becoming theaters, which I think is a really fun part of our festival.
Yeah, we actually don't use any traditional theater spaces for screening films.
So where's the strangest place you're showing a film this weekend?
Probably the old temple building. It's a former church.
Sure.
And then it became a nightclub for a while. And we bring in a lot of really cool lighting and pipe and drape and make it look like a, when you walk in, it kind of has a lot of a wow factor.
How many separate venues will you be showing films at?
Showing films at five different venues.
Five, but we got the music component as well. Okay.
Yes. And that happens every night at the Loft.
Every night at the Loft. And where can people learn more about this before we go any further? What's your website?
CapitalCityFilmFest.com.
CapitalCityFilmFest.com. I want to talk about Holy Motors. This, I watched the trailer for this, and I need to watch it a few more times to get my head around this. This is a film, a French-German fantasy drama in which the main character travels in a white limousine between parallel lives. What made you want to bring this film to a Lansing audience?
One of the biggest goals we have as a festival is bringing films that you would never see in any other venue. I mean, so when we look to curate the festival, we look for films that might be a little off the wall sometimes or unusual, and Holy Motors fits that bill to a T. I mean, it is one of the most surreal films that you might ever see. And it's visually fantastic. I mean, the cinematography is amazing. And we think it's really entertaining, too. We love that film.
I was intrigued by Detropia. This is a documentary film which looks at the decline of Detroit. I think a lot of people in mid-Michigan are going to be interested in this. What are you hoping the audience will take away from viewing a film like Detropia?
One of the reasons why, there's been three or four major documentaries that were filmed in or about Detroit in the last 2 years. Detropia was one that we selected because they purposely tried to avoid the ruin porn kind of thing that you hear, you know, that's actually a term now.
Ruin porn?
Ruin porn, meaning like just focusing on the decline and just on the empty buildings and just doing drive-by shots of the most burned out areas.
Sure.
That's an easy way out for a filmmaker. So Detropia focuses more on the stories and the people. There are some bright spots in the film, too. It's not just about the decline.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the seeds of rebirth that are going on in Detroit, too.
Nathaniel Ide, you grew up in East Lansing. What's it like to be showing your film back here?
I love it here, first of all. I spent from 93 until 2010 outside of the state on each one of the coasts. Came back in 2010, and it's just been a series of great discoveries, cultural things like this. The appetite that people have for culture and art and good art, it shouldn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me because Lansing, East Lansing, capital city, university town, it has all those drivers. It's just a great cocktail for humanity.
A great cocktail for humanity. Coming from a guy with a Mustang ball cap, you gotta love that. This cutting-edge filmmaker is wearing a Ford Mustang cap. Payal Ravani, tell us a little bit more about the musical dimension here. What's happening at the Loft, then?
So we bring in some really cool bands to perform at this festival, closing out every night. Last night we had a couple of California indie rock bands close out the opening night. Tonight we have more of an ambient alternative band playing called Lydia. Tomorrow night, we're actually doing sort of a mid-Michigan showcase. We have some great local bands performing at the Loft. It's an EP release for one of the bands, so it should be pretty exciting.
Excellent.
And then our closing night show, which we've made free, actually, and open to the public, we're featuring a band called Tortured Soul. And this band plays live house music, so it's sort of soul, jazz, dance music.
Okay.
And they perform all over the world in nightclubs, and they have such an incredible sound, and we're so excited to have them here at the Film Festival.
CapitalCityFilmFestival.com. is the website. Visit it to find out more. It runs through Sunday. Festival organizers Payal Ravani and Dominic Cochran, film producer Nathaniel Ide, thank you all. And to take us out, we have music from one of the bands who will be playing as part of the festival on Sunday. This is Tortured Souls' track, Did You Miss Me?
Yeah, I've been gone for so long, but did you miss me? Home all by yourself. Could you wait to kiss me? Or did you find somebody else when you got lonely? Was I always on?